Hello, everybody. Welcome to the CrossFit Lynchman Private Track. If you've been around for a while, thank you for your continued support. If you're brand new, welcome. You're going to have an absolute blast. The people here are amazing. The workouts are fun. Good stuff. I'm glad you're watching this video. Make sure you watch them every day. However, there's another video that I attach to every Monday that if you haven't watched it, whether you've been around for a while or you're brand new, you need to. It's entitled New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. Admittedly, it's a bit of a longer video, but it covers all the stuff that we talk about in these videos in the private track that if you don't watch that video, you won't have any idea what I'm talking about. I'm going to discuss the workout, then I'm going to give you the wild card option. What's the wild card option? Why is that different? It's covered in that video, New to Lynchpin, Watch This First. You only got to watch it once. You'll be good to go. So do that, then come back here. Okay, here we go. Whew, the workout today. This is one that I did on the road when I was doing the live broadcast for the 2021 Rogue Invitational. Got back to the hotel late after a long day, walked in, they had like a lat pull down, pull up bar kind of a thing, and I just started doing this workout. And after I did it, I was like, this will make an appearance in Lynchpin when it makes sense. It makes sense today, so you're welcome. Here we go. For time, or not, so this is our or not workout today. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, then back down to 1 of a burpee and a strict pull-up. How much fun does that sound? So, if that's unclear, you start the clock if you're timing it. If not, again, it's the not for time option. You do 1 burpee. Then you do 1 strict pull-up. Then you do 2 burpees, 2 strict pull-ups. 3 burpees, 3 strict pull-ups. You play that game all the way up to 10 burpees, 10 strict pull-ups. And then you go back down. 9 burpees, 9 strict pull-ups. 8 burpees, 8 strict pull-ups. Back down to the final set of 1 burpee and 1 strict pull-up. So you're going to go in. And you're going to get 100 of each. How great does that sound? 100 strict pull-ups is a lot of pull-ups. That's why today is the not-for-time option, in case you just want to take the rest that you need, break up the sets as you need, and just get the volume in. But if you've got it and you want to get after it, time it. See what you got. Pardon me. We also have a partner version of the workout today. It's 10 rounds for time or not of partner A doing 10 strict pull-ups and 10 burpees as fast as they can, and then partner B does 10 strict pull-ups and 10 burpees as fast as they can. Fitness with friends is fun. On this workout, when you start to get up to the higher sets, the 7s, 8s, 9s, and 10s, those sets fresh might be some that some people could do unbroken, but the accumulation of work and the burpees by the time you get there might make people that are even good at pull-ups breaking up sets that they didn't expect. So I don't expect anyone to do this unbroken, okay? Just, you're making your way through it. You're getting in some good training and volume today. If you do time it, Super Fitness Robot time, 17 minutes and 30 seconds or less, more likely could creep up to 30 minutes. Again, it just depends. There's a lot of volume here. Wild card option. We're getting in the same volume, but we're keeping the numbers lower, so you never have to get those 6, 7s, 8s, 9s, 10s, etc. Wild card option is 20 rounds for time or not, 5 burpees, 5 strict pull-ups. That might be a good way to keep a lot of people moving. Scaled option for time or not, now we're starting at 10 and just going down to 1. So we've cut the reps about in half. 10 down to 1 of a burpee and then a pull-up or a ring row. And that can be a kipping chin over bar pull-up. Limited equipment crew, same workout as the workout of the day. So their goal times are the same. No equipment workout today, glorious. 150 burpees for time. Accessory work, optional as always. The first one is an either or. Either the overhead carry, where you mark out 100 feet, lock out a pair of kettlebells, dumbbells, or a barbell appropriately loaded overhead, march 100 feet with that object overhead, rest a couple minutes, do it a second time, rest, do it a third time. Great strength builder. Or Turkish get-ups. three rounds of 5 to 7 with the left arm, 5 to 7 with the right arm, resting a couple minutes between, and you choose the loading. The second part of the optional accessory work is some conditioning. You're going to choose just one of these gems and pour your heart into it, either a 1,000-meter row, an 800-meter run, or 3 minutes max effort on the bike of your choice. You can't go wrong. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch, the chest and pecs, hands behind, and the pec laying on your side. I'll end today with this line that we have. It ends every day. Remove ego, embrace scaling, be smart, be safe, support each other, have fun, and post your results. I'll see you back here tomorrow for Tuesday's workout.